That's true. I always think of Jed Clampett. Granny?
Granny.
Does Big Fatty's friend Granny wear house dresses? That's what mine.
Private, maybe.
I think he wears mostly cut-off jeans and t-shirts.
Yeah. Yeah, Granny's a nurse, I believe.
Retired
nurse.
Yep.
Do you know what kind of nurse?
Geriatric.
Yeah.
Oh, very nice. You know, nurses are doing God's work.
I agree. Unless you're a mean nurse.
Like Nurse Ratched?
Yeah, kind of.
There's a lot of mean nurses, but they have to deal with a lot of bullshit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Bullshit, daddy-o.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of my favorite Brenda words.
What's bullshit?
Bullshit.
Yeah.
I didn't know I said it special.
Yeah.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Does Big Fatty's friend Granny wear house dresses?
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 3074 of the FO for Thursday the 21st of November 2019, y'all. Coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm gonna tell you about my day in Fat Acres and about something that came in the mail.
Yes, Big Fatty, y'all, Big Fatty, it's a coupon.
Enumerators, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, you're enumerators today because y'all in the mail. In the mail here at the villa. Y'all, I got a postcard saying that it was asking me to apply online to be a census taker. Y'all, is extra income, flexible hours, weekly pay, and paid training. Y'all, if you're interested in doing it, go to 2020census.gov/jobs. Big Fatty, I can't wait to be an enumerator in Walnut Hills. No, that's the surface of the sun. Maybe someplace cooler.
Happy anniversary.
Yeah, y'all, today, the 21st of November, y'all, it's a very important day. Y'all, it is the anniversarium of my good friends and fellow horror enthusiasts. Y'all, that's Jerry and Rick. Oh, Big Fatty, we love Jerry and Rick. It's true, even though they've never been to the villa. Big Fatty, okay, they're on the show. Maybe they'll be enumerators and come to the villa and get your deets. Big Fatty, I don't believe I said that. It's true. But y'all, Jerry and Rick, y'all, they've been together forever, and they finally got hit. Officially a few years ago. I don't remember how many years it was, but I'm sure they remember. Big Fatty, it doesn't matter. It's true. It really doesn't matter. But y'all, a big anniversarium hug to Jerry and Rick. Yes, Big Fatty, and I hope they have a lovely, lovely evening, and you know, maybe even some humpity bumpity. Big Fatty, I don't believe I said that.
Happy anniversary.
All right, knock it off.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Happy birthday. Yeah, I gotta see y'all today. Today, the 21th of November, y'all, it's a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, I can assure you that our birthday recipient, Exeter, is not a listener to the BFO. Yes, Big Fatty, although probably his squeaky kitty and maybe goes batshit crazy. Big Fatty, y'all, it is the celebration of exiting the birth canal of Little Maybe. Big Fatty, we love Little Maybe. It's true, y'all, that is Gus Chance, puppy dog, and y'all, I know that Little Maybe brings him lots of joy and happiness. Yes, Big Fatty, and Gus Chan brings doggy treats and poop bags. Yeah, that's it. And Big Fatty, we hadn't heard from Gus Chan in a long time. It's true, we haven't. He's probably busy putting together a celebration for Little Maybe. Oh, Big Fatty, that would be lovely. So, y'all, if you see Gus Chan on the Twitty or the FaceSpace, remind him that you heard about Little Maybe's celebration of exiting the birth canal on the BFO. Big Fatty, and Big Fatty, we forgot little Sydney, old Cricket Hat, and Mark's little puppy dog last week. I know I don't have that on the marking calendar. Well, Big Fatty, then little Sydney just have to bite old Cricket Hat in the butt. Big Fatty, I don't believe I said that. I just don't believe I said that at all. Big Fatty, what's wrong with me? Anniversary and happy music. It's a trio triumph. It's true. Y'all, let's see what happened since I talked to you yesterday. Y'all, after I recorded, no, I take that back. Y'all, I was just getting ready to sit down and record. I did my afternoon nipple walk, and I think I told you about that though. Nick stopped by on his way home, and we chitter chatted for a little bit, ate some nuts and bolts, then I sent him on his way. I said, "Okay, time to go home." And how rude! Well, I needed to record the little show. Oh, well, never mind. Time to go home. It's time to record the little show. And so I recorded the little show. And then after that, what did I do after that? I watched something on the TV machine. I don't remember what it was, though. Because there's nothing on two, I say, Tuesday nights. I think I went to bed. Y'all slept much better. Slept much better on Tuesday night. Getting used to the new mattress and everything, and then got up. I was awakened by a testimonium by old Vader. You know old Vader, don't you? Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, he sent me a testimonium. Well, actually, I was awake. I was just still in the love chamber. And he said, "Oh, we're having the traditional Spanksgiving frozen turkey lunch today." I went, "Lovely. I'm glad I'm not there." And y'all, after that, I got up and started the coffee, and I... I went out and got my newspaper. Big Fatty, you really are happy about getting the newspaper, aren't you? I really am, y'all. It's an old person thing. I gotta tell you, I know it's an old person thing, but nonetheless, I do enjoy it. And y'all, then I went for my morning nipple walk, came back, got my share, and y'all, then I was off. I was off to have lunch, as I do on Hump Day, with Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl, Olive. Y'all, we went to the famous toastery, as we do. And y'all, they were running a coupon that if you bought a $50 gift card, y'all, you got a rewards card that was good for any entree on the menu up to $15. Being fatty. So, y'all, I bought me a $50 gift. Y'all, because we go every Wednesday, I'm going to use it. And why not? Why not get a free $15? Big Fatty, you can say that again. Y'all, why not get a $50? Big Fatty. And y'all, then after, y'all, what did I have? You know, they've changed the menu. Y'all, they got rid of the meatloaf sandwich. I'm a little saddened by that. But y'all, they have a new grilled cheese. You know, I used to get the ham and bacon melt. Well, y'all, they've now got a grilled cheese that is cheddar, Swiss, and pepper jack. And then you can add Bayfran to it. So, y'all, I got that. Y'all, it was the cheesiest. It was the cheesiest grilled cheese. And, y'all, it's on the sourdough. It was the cheesiest grilled cheese I think I've ever had. It was delicious. And that came with the Lay's potato chips. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. Nobody can eat just one. Well, I ate more than just one. Yes, Big Fatty. And, y'all, after that, I went to the Von Z's. As I do on Hump Day, went to the Von's East, and y'all, they had lots of holiday foods and all, you know, because Spanksgiving is next week. Y'all, they had the Chex, the cone Chex, and the rice Chex on sale, so y'all, I needed some of those to make some nuts and bolts to take to Hatlanta next month. And y'all, they had the Cheerios. All of those were buy one, get one free. And so I got those, y'all. I got pretzel sticks. They were on sale, y'all. They had the eggnog. The eggnog was on sale, so I got a carton of that. Big Fatty, in it a little early. Well, it's good through January 14th. Oh, never mind. Y'all, they had the red seedless grapes on sale, so I got a bag of those. Let's see, y'all. They had Brussels sprouts on sale. Oh, Big Fatty, tooting to follow. So I got some of that. Y'all, I got some celery, some Jimmy Dean, a sage-flavored sausage. I'm going to make some of my dressing. Y'all, they had the Kraft Sharp Cheddar Cheese on sale. Buy one, get one free. So I got a couple of those. Y'all, I got a couple of more packages of those Archway Bells and Stars cookeries. Y'all, they're just delicious. Got me an onion, a box of the Jiffy Cone Muffin Mix, Pepper Jack Cheese. Oh, y'all, they had a cheese ball on sale. Y'all, it was a Pepper Jack Cheese Ball. I don't think I've ever seen one of those. It was on sale, so I got that. Y'all, I got me another Butterball Turkey, Boneless Turkey Breast. It was on sale. And, y'all, I got some Swanson chicken stock. Y'all, I didn't know the difference between broth and stock, but stock has onions and celery and carrots in it. So I got some of that. And y'all, have you ever had the Hickory Farms beef stick? Y'all, one of my favorite parts of that is the sweet hot mustard that comes with it. And y'all, they never give you enough of it. Y'all, they had a Hickory Farms display, and y'all, they had a jar, a little squeeze bottle of the sweet hot mustard. And y'all, I'm going to fix me a turkey sandwich and pour that on there and just, yes, Big Fatty, you won't even have to trim your nose hairs. I won't. Y'all are spent $60.67, but I saved $35.17. Yes, be pretty. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Gussie, and y'all, then I got home. I got home and got the groceries out of Ruby Red. And y'all, I was about to shat myself, and I ran to the... It was as if I was Dr. Stone returning from a three-week vacation. Home pooper that he is. And y'all, it was explosive. It was explosive. Then I unpacked the groceries, and I laid around for a few minutes, and then I said, "No, I'm going to get up and go do my afternoon nipple walk." I had a shorter nipple walk in the afternoon, but I still got my 10,000 steps because I walked through the Von Z, so that gives me extra steps there too. And I came back and I recorded the little show, Big Fatty. That is just lovely.
Jeopardy! Presents today's three contestants. This is Miss Kim Elam from New York City. This is Mr. Kent Jarrell from Vienna, Virginia. And this is our champion, Mrs. Karen Striesman from Freeville, New York. These three people will compete today on Jeopardy! And now, here's the star of Jeopardy, Art Fleming.
Good morning, Santa Claus. Thank you, Don Pardo. Thank you, my friends. Good morning. I hope it's a good one for you. Thank you. The contestants for today, good morning, players. Look at the board now as we all play Jeopardy. Thank you.
Big Fatty, we're going old school, y'all. I love the old Jeopardy music, Big Fatty. There was an article in the newspaper, y'all. The Jeopardy is going to have $1.5 million tournament. It's going to be on the ABC, and it's going to have Ken Jennings, Brad Rutner, and that James Holzhauer are going to compete in primetime episodes on ABC, and the first contestant to win three matches will receive $1 million, and each of the runners-up will get $250,000. Alex Trebek will host the contest titled Jeopardy! The Greatest of All Time, and that's going to debut on the 7th at 8 p.m. in the evening. Y'all, just out of curiosity, Rutner was the all-time money winner with $4.7 million, followed by Ken Jennings with $3.4 million and James Holzhauer with $2.7 million. I think that will just be lovely to have the three of them. Y'all, I was surprised that Rutner was the big money winner and that James Holzhauer, he is the least winningest of the three of those. Big Fatty, that's really interesting. In fact, it's something we might want to think about. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely Thursday. Y'all, I've received a card also from Princess Hannah, and y'all, then I've got another card here. Y'all, I think it came from overseas because it had to go through customs, so I'm not sure where it came from, but anyway, I'll be opening those on upcoming shows, but I wanted to let you know that I had gotten those. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at the lot, so they've hung up their microphones and their headphones, and Brenda Boo, anything that you want to ask about the BFO?
Does Big Fatty's friend Granny wear house dresses?
Well, yes, but there's an undergarment. But I believe it's a Depends under it, though.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.